Welcome to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. This is your home for serious content amidst an unserious world. So I'm making it a point to drink more water. So I want to talk real quick about Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine. In just one stick of Liquid IV, you get five essential vitamins and two times faster hydration than just water alone. Use the stick first thing in the morning or before a workout, whenever you feel run down, and Liquid IV has you covered. It hydrates two times faster than water alone, with three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. Liquid IV comes in 12 delicious, refreshing flavors, contains five essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV, glad to have them as a partner. Liquid IV partners with leading organizations for innovative solutions to help communities both protect their water and their futures. To date, Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings over 50 countries around the world. Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code O'Leary, O-L-E-A-R-Y, at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code O'Leary at liquidiv.com. All right, welcome back to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. That's me, Brian O'Leary. BrianDOleary.com is where you go for all that good stuff to sign up for the email list. And last week, toward the end of the week, I thought I recorded a couple episodes, but I did. Well, a couple of them I didn't really want to go out, but one of them, I didn't have the volume on my microphone, so I spoke for, it would have been a good one, but, you live and you learn some of these things. So, we're back at it today. I checked all my levels. We should be good to go. And if you're hearing this, and if I got it out recording, yeah, well, we got it. So, in the podcasting game, not everything works out smoothly, but it works out eventually. And one of the things I did over the weekend is I tend to like to go through a bunch of the notes I've made over the last couple weeks, or usually, ideal world, I'd do it every day, but just stuff like this can't be done. And so I decided to just go through my notes and pick out a few things that I thought would really work for not only myself, but whoever listens to the podcast. And, stuff like this, just, it's not notes that come from any one particular place. It's stuff I've been thinking of or stuff that I've read or made a note on and expounded upon a little bit. And I have three things today that I think are pretty apropos to where certainly I'm at, and perhaps a lot of you folks are at there. And I know there's been a fair amount of folks coming over to the podcast just if they want to learn about podcasting. That's one of the things I do over at O'Leary & Company, O'LearyandCompany.com. You can get that link on BrianDOleary.com. But we've got a few people we're helping produce or create podcasts. And, right now it's kind of in the planning stages, but they'll work out. And one of the three things I want to talk about today is something I wrote down, is that opportunities present themselves when you are prepared to receive them. Now, I have a feeling, and if people like me, I guess, I'm not even really sure how I started down this road of podcasting, but eventually I'm like, well, I like doing it, so I want to be a podcaster, and I got a podcast, so guess what? I am a podcaster. And it's not an easy road, for sure. And there's a lot of frustration, a lot of fits and starts when you get going and building an audience and all this stuff. But it can happen. And just if you stick with it, I think. And I certainly at the beginning, I was not prepared to receive these opportunities. Like I've mentioned in the past in this show, I thought about doing a podcast for about 5 years. Then I started doing it and did it for a while and then stopped for a while because I wasn't prepared for those opportunities, I guess. I just did it. I wanted to do it. I wanted a podcast. I wanted to get myself out there. And ultimately, through a series of events, which I've, again, you can go through some of the other podcasts that I've been on. I talk about this more extensively than I have on, you know, me particularly talking on just here by myself. There's opportunities that you got to be aware of, and you got to be prepared to receive these opportunities when they come. And don't take every opportunity that's given to you. What ends up happening there is that you start wasting a lot of time or spend time doing things that probably you shouldn't be doing. And this goes for myself too, as far as web development, web design, and which is something, and again, I was not really prepared to do. I hadn't done it in over 20 years, and I decided to start doing it again. And I wasn't in the right frame of mind. And it turned out, well, I needed to get something done, and so I really bared down and did it. And so now my website, main website, BrianDeOleary.com, that's looking pretty good because I spent some time and I had opportunities presented to me where I could do better. And so therefore, the website. And same thing goes with the podcast. When it started out, it was all right, but it was just a couple guys talking. And now it's developed into a business, and we've got several podcasts now. I count four of them, which one being largely dormant, Sportlanders, a podcast, which was really our flagship show. But I'm waiting for that opportunity to present itself, and I got to be prepared for when that opportunity presents itself, because I got a number of ideas going down there. I'm not prepared to get that going yet. So guess what? I'm going to leave that aside and focus on this show, focus on the other two shows, the O'Leary Review Podcast and Natural Order Podcast. NaturalOrderPodcast.com is where you go for that. And sign up for those emails. We email 5 or 6 days a week there, and they're short. I just put out an email today. I think it was like 350 words or something, maybe less. So they're fun to write, and I do it with Adam Heyman, and he helps me out on that too, and the emails, and he's certainly the driving force of this show as far as the intellectual firepower. I do what I can, but anyway, so I just wanted to keep that in mind prepare yourself for when these opportunities present themselves, and you just don't know when that's going to happen. And I've said, over the course of certainly the last few weeks or few months, that I'm really trying to develop systems in my life in order. And really what it is developing systems so I can grab these opportunities like I'm talking about when they do present themselves. Well, along those lines too, I guess I got another note. I wasn't really necessarily prepared to talk about it, but I'm looking through my notebook here that we need to also stop with just taking every opportunity, like I mentioned, because it doesn't necessarily get us where we want to be. We want to prepare ourselves for the right opportunities, and whatever that might be for your life or your business. And so I think we're all doing, or at least the folks I've been talking to are doing a lot better job of that lately, because, you know, push comes to shove, we're here up against it almost every day trying to create content. And I'm involved with a group that we get together once a week. And usually I'm able to make the call. Some, you know, family and real life come in the way sometimes, and I'm not always there to make it. But it's a group of 5 to 10 people that usually meet once a week, and we talk about all our content creation stuff, what we're doing, how we're doing on that. And it just got me thinking that taking every opportunity to do, you just run out of time. And you can't do it. It's not fair to yourself. Even though the opportunity might on the surface look good and might actually be in and of itself a good thing, not always the wise move to take every single opportunity, because you might be missing another one, an even greater one. So, and that brings me to my second point, which is if you can't see what's going on, if you can't see it, what's happening in the background, essentially, that doesn't mean that the details aren't developing for you. whether you're doing it subconsciously or other people are doing it on your behalf. And I've come to realize this really in a big way, you know, starting the, you know, essentially from scratch, a brand new podcast, a Natural Order podcast that I just mentioned. I, be honest, I didn't see it working all that great right at the beginning, but we put in the work and put in the time, and now it's being very well received, way better than I could have imagined. And part of it has to do with, you know, the interaction we get on the email list and just people from that I don't even know that are interested in what two guys have to say about the natural order of things, in other words, or how we achieve that natural order. And I think it's a great project and it's going well. And again, I encourage you to sign up for that email list over at naturalorderpodcast.com. So if you can't see it, it doesn't mean that things aren't developing for you or for your project, because things are always in motion out there. And it kind of dovetails with the fact that opportunities present themselves when you are prepared to receive them. It's not like oftentimes I hear opportunities are there when you least expect them. That might be true, but you got to be prepared. Getting back to my first point, I guess, you got to be prepared to take them and grab them head on. And which brings me to my third point, that people who know me might not necessarily see this in me, in my mentality, but I really believe it. And, you know, it's not something I talk about a whole lot, but if you believe that things will work out, they probably will. So you have to have faith in the process. You know, I coached baseball for a long time, and we often talk about the process, doing what you can control, not what any, you know, not things outside your control. Your thoughts, your actions, your daily action. I have this section on a file on my computer where I grab a lot of these notes and I entitle it Daily Action. And it's not always I'm doing something super prolific, but it's daily action, downloading my thoughts onto paper or onto a file of some sort so I can come back to them and say, like, oh man, well, that makes sense. Because, you know, when I write these things down or type them out or whatever, I don't always see it at the time, but it's daily action, just doing the thing. And I believe, you know, I have to almost. I got to the point where I have to believe that things will work out. And I think they probably will. And, you know, it's hard to do that every day. Keep this optimistic point of view, this white pill, if you will. Because if you go through your daily life as like a black pill, it's just a gloomy way to go about things, and you're never probably going to get much accomplished. Something's going to hit you on the head, maybe, and you might, you know, luckily strike gold here or there. I don't know. But the going through life with a pessimistic attitude, I don't think is really the way to go. And we always, I mean, I, you know, speaking for myself, I guess, I catch myself every once in a while, and, you know, things aren't working out the way I planned. But here's the more important point of this point number three. Like I said, if you believe things will work out, they probably will. But the catch, I think, is that things might work out in ways that you never saw coming. So you plan your lives out, right? We have these, I say on my website, right up there on the front, very front, have a plan, be aggressive, exhibit character. And I believe this. You have a plan. You don't have a script. And I've talked about this before on the show. Don't have a script, because if you get off script, things go haywire. But you have a plan, and then you can adjust the plan. So things will work out if you believe they will. But you have to be diligent in your planning in order to even see that. In order to, like, even have the faith that things will work out. So they probably will. Now, I take this from the theoretical into the practical. And if you have been with me for, I don't know, last year and a half, probably, I guess. Over a year and a half, I guess. I kind of rebooted or started alongside the podcast, the Sportlanders of Podcast, an email list from people that follow the show. And I really kind of abandoned the podcast for a number of reasons, not having anything to do with email or not email or the podcast or not podcast, because as I've talked about, well, at the top of this show, like sports podcasting you know, I hope to bring it back, but I'm having a whole lot of trouble. And I looked at some of my emails from last year around this time, and I was watching, the NHL playoffs, the NBA playoffs, and commenting on them. But I haven't really been doing that this year. I listened to a little bit of one of the, I guess it was game seven of the Celtics 76ers game on the radio, because I was in the car, and, you know, I was really quite enjoying it actually. But when I got back home and I knew the game was on, I didn't even consider turning it on. I mean, I had other things. You know, I had Mother's Day this weekend and my son's birthday yesterday and all this other stuff. And, you know, we got kids coming home from college, and that's just a, you know, priority level, not high. So I guess my point is, long way of saying it, is that I thought I was just going to be an email writer to sports fans, and I was essentially going to be a columnist, sports columnist in email form or something like that. I didn't know. I wasn't prepared to grab that opportunity because I just thought that that might be what I do. But it wasn't until, I don't know exactly, I peg it around October, November, where I kind of restarted this podcast, or actually not even this podcast, but I restarted podcasting in the form of the O'Leary Review interview show, which we hope to have an episode or two out this week for that. And, you know, I started that and I'm like, well, I'm not doing it enough to keep up on it. And so I'm like, well, I got to, and I think I wrote it in my notes sometime in November. And right after that, I started this show, the Brian D. O'Leary Show, doing things. Well, I tried to do this as a daily show. Doesn't always work out, but it's consistent, or relatively consistent anyway, coming out and telling you what I think, really, is what it comes down to. And just getting in front of the microphone and talking. And, you know, there's probably now dozens of episodes that people never heard for whatever reason. But it's my personal discipline to do it every day, whether it gets out to the public or not. That's kind of the beauty and curse of podcasting. Podcasting, I can pretty much say whatever I'd like. If I don't like ultimately what I had to say or how it turned out or whatever, I don't have to release it. Problem is, people that expect it expect me to be saying stuff on a more consistent basis. Either way, you know, I'm kind of developed this system, in other words, where I'm prepared now, or getting better anyway, to receive these opportunities that are presented to me. And I don't see, like I said, point two, I don't see all what's in development all the time. I don't know what my fans are thinking, or supporters, or whatever people out there are. I don't, you know, it's hard to say, like, yeah, fans, but they're people like listening to the show. Thank you very much for listening to the show. And because I'm certainly a fan of a lot of podcasters and radio hosts and television personalities and stuff out there. So it's wonderful. And I think it's going to work out for me in ways that I don't know what those, you know, the ultimate ways of quote unquote working out are. And perhaps not even in the way I imagine. So I'm creating systems to put in place to grab these opportunities whenever I can. And a lot of different systems and a lot of different off-ramps off this plan that I have, my ultimate business and or life plan, and a lot of contingencies and stuff like that. And I even started on the Natural Order podcast emails. If you're not on that, you should get on it. And I started writing a couple emails this week about this promotion we have. Essentially, it's about preparing yourself, you know, prepping, in other words. And I wasn't prepared for that opportunity when it struck on Sunday afternoon, Mother's Day, where our power went out 2:30 in the afternoon. Didn't go on till 2:00 in the morning. The power company gave me the runaround, and everybody else in the neighborhood, whose power went out, the runaround. Couldn't get through to them. Finally got through to them at 6:30 at night or something. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, we got to send somebody out. Like, yeah, well, anyway, point being, I was very upset, but I thought I had a lot of things in place, right? I have my generator to, you know, if my fridge goes out, I crank that up. Well, the generator's leaking oil, and I didn't keep up on that. So I got to do that. That's one thing. So I'm not really, you know, I have this kind of shell of a plan in place for that, for this kind of prepping thing. And it's like, dude, I got to spend some time on it, because the one main thing, you know, like we had to throw away hundreds, I don't know, maybe even thousands of dollars of food, because like we don't know when the how bad it was when or how long it could have lasted. We probably, you know, it's just to be safe so nobody gets sick or dies from food poisoning or whatever. That's not what we want. But, you know, I think it would have helped to make sure, like in the kind of checklist of life, that your thing you're depending on, again, outside of the power company, which, you know, they did a bad job, but what are you going to do? There's no recourse. They're monopoly power. You have to pay them. They take your power away. They don't turn it on if you don't pay them, but it doesn't work the opposite way, which is a whole nother discussion. And perhaps it's a discussion in or for the Natural Order podcast. And I think it'd be a good one, but we'll see. We'll see if that comes up. And the topics come up naturally over there, so as they probably should come up in that way. So point being is I did not have all my ducks in a row for this whole prepping thing. I ended up having to spend, I think it was like $40 or $60 in ice just to make sure my refrigerators were cold. I don't know if I had to do that. I did it anyway, but I guess what I'll do is I'll put a link in the show notes for this prepper package or book, really, that I bought. I bought it a while ago and decided, like, well, no time's like the present to get everybody else on board. And it's just a book. It cost me less than what I had to spend on ice. And I bought the book and I haven't implemented everything just because, you know, you get a lot of things and the excitement wears off after a little bit. You start and you keep going, be vigilant and prepare to receive these opportunities. Don't just wait for them to happen and then, oops, I didn't do that one part of what I should have done. So that being said, you know, I would just say, yeah, go ahead and we'll check out the show notes page, and you can find that at Substack, briandeoleary.substack.com. We'll have the show notes there. And, you know, on most podcasts, you'll have show notes that sometimes they run out. They only allow a certain amount of characters. So the Substack will have the whole shoot and match there for all that jazz. So I will do my best to get a link in there for this book that I think is quite beneficial. I bought it several months ago anyway. And I know there's a few other people out there that did so, and, you know, with my urging and or promoting it whenever I did that. And I can't remember when that was, but I've done it at least once before. Again, kind of socked me in the head over the weekend. That's what needs to be done. So that being said, I just wanted to probably reiterate these three points that I had made over the show here, that opportunities present themselves when you are prepared to receive them. Details are often in the background. If you don't see it, that doesn't mean things aren't in development for you. And if you believe things will work out, they probably will. But with the catch that oftentimes, or maybe all the time, they're not always in the way you imagine. So that being said, I think the action item for that is to start creating plans as opposed to just hoping and wishing. Now create a plan, have a plan. Like I say, have a plan, be aggressive, exhibit character. So the character part is be diligent about executing that plan. Be aggressive executing that plan. And this works in all phases of life. And guess what? I'm often negligent myself, even though it's what I really, truly believe in. I'm often negligent doing this myself. But every day, we strive to get better, have a plan, be aggressive, exhibit character. Go to briandeoleary.com for all that good stuff. And we will talk to you again later. Thank you. Bye-bye.